It is Monday, May 6th, 2019. A very somber Jake and Jake podcast. Sarf, we walked in hot. You don't know what happened.
I'm just going to let you guys roll.
Just go with it. Jake, do you want to tell the story?
Okay.
I was the accomplice to a crime tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, something happened in the car.
So, I picked up Jacob.
We're coming in to the neighborhood. We go past the gate.
Okay.
Let us right in.
Pam never asks. She always lets us in.
That's ridiculous.
We're driving down. Go past the first speed bump stop sign. And then we see something come out of the bushes. A rabbit. A tiny rabbit.
Rabbit, yeah.
A lot of rabbits.
It comes out.
Yeah.
And it stops.
Yes.
And then it starts running left. I go forward, and you hear the thud.
Oh. You hear the bones crack.
You ran over a rabbit.
I did run over a rabbit.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know how it teleported. I don't understand.
It's the first time Jake killed an animal.
I saw it go left. It went left.
It went left.
It went left. I'll be saying that for the rest of my life. It went left.
I wish you were there. You should have seen this. I've never seen such emotion on this guy's face.
I'd be upset.
You're usually a stone cold killer.
If you hit an animal, it's upsetting. Can't do that. No.
We actually stopped the car. We couldn't believe
it. Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I was like,
I would too.
I don't know. Do you get it? So I asked Jake, I said, do we get out to see the body?
Yes.
I said no.
You said no.
No,
I definitely would want to see
it.
I would need to know that I get it. I would need to see it for my eyes.
I'm okay with the mystery. There are speed bumps in this neighborhood. I'm okay with
I'll
saying
I'll
drive
right back. I'll find out.
Listen, what's the point of like seeing it?
Oh,
you're not going to revive
it.
You
might see it on the way back.
You're going to see it on the way back.
Oh, my God. I'm driving back with my eyes closed.
Would that creep you out if we left and you saw a bunch of bunnies around that one body?
Oh,
stop it.
Stop
it's a bunny funeral.
That's very sad.
Stop it. All right, so we killed a rabbit.
Yeah, so we killed a rabbit today.
Damn.
I mean, I'm an accomplice, but I think you're the one. Do
no,
I get
driver,
do I get charged?
Driver.
I don't get anything, right?
No, just driver.
You know, when they breed, they make hundreds of them.
Guess what?
What?
I can't believe we ran over a rabbit. Nancy hit a goose once. That was good.
I saw that on the LIE.
In the links, though. Nancy was driving, she's like, all the flower, the feathers went up in the air. It's sad because, you know, little creature, you know, would be nice. But, like, all the feathers went up in the air.
Sorry, if I saw a guy run over a goose on the LIE, his neck went flying off the body.
Wow, we're laughing at this.
No, it's sad, but you don't expect to see a neck go flying across the highway.
It is a funny-looking image, but it's sad.
Yeah, very sad.
We didn't do introductions yet.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I'm one of your tri-hosts, Jacob Bossman, a.k.a. J-Wass, a.k.a. J-Pod, a.k.a. J-Accomplice. I'm here to introduce my fellow co-hosts.
Jake, the rabbit killer creature.
Jordan, Milwaukee, Sarf. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks. Yeah, anything happened this week that we haven't spoken about? I don't think there's anything to...
The script, as of right now, the fraternity script that I'm writing is 115 pages, and I have two more scenes to write. And then I'm officially finished, which has been taking me probably like 3 or 4 months to like get this whole thing done. But I figured out something that I want to do with every movie I make. You know how Marvel, like, it's all one universe?
Yeah.
I want to create, like, a comedy world where, like, you have different movies, but, like, you'll see a flash of a character from a different movie. Like, we're all in the same, like, world.
That's fun.
I wanted to do so. I thought I wrote, like, 3 or 4 different, like, full movie ideas. And I was like, how the different characters could all play into the same movie. Pretty exciting.
So you're going to have a lot of Easter eggs.
Well, yeah, it would be Easter eggs. It wouldn't be, like, sequels. It wouldn't be, like, there's the second movie with the same people.
This movie takes place in this universe.
Yes, it would be all in the same universe. That's what I did.
Like, who's done that very well? Like, Marvel's done that well. The Simpsons have done that. Like, who's created a universe that you, like, think about when you're writing?
Oh, I mean, The Simpsons is easily the best one. Like, how many? You got hundreds of characters. Like, you can name 100 people could have 100 different favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
100 people could have 100 different, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Not they each have 100 characters.
No, but I think that's different. I think...
Well, like in the movie, like Marvel, it's more of a
Marvel
better comparison.
Marvel has done that. I guess Harry Potter did that.
With
the new, the prequels.
Oh, the prequels.
Sequel, I don't remember. I don't know.
I like the
originals,
one.
But I don't like Fantastic Beasts.
You didn't like either of them?
No.
I liked the first one. I didn't see the second.
The Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, when I told about that, the Pay It Forward story, yeah, that was an amazing show. I think that works really well.
The only show I want to see Next year, I'm not going to be able to get tickets. The Music Man.
Oh, of course. With Hugh Jackman.
We're not going to be able to get tickets.
I'm going. Oh, I'm going.
All right, give me a ticket. Yeah, we're going.
I don't think it's fall 2019. I think it's fall 2020. I don't think
it's next year.
It's next year. It's a year and a half.
We have to get tickets. I don't know how, but we got to score tickets.
I'll go. I don't care when it is. I'll go twice. I'll go three times.
Hugh Jackman. Yeah. As soon as the Greatest Showman sold me on him.
Oh, for,
as a musical.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that just it's probably not the best movie to reference.
What's the show about?
It is the best movie of that year.
What, Music Man?
Yeah,
it's about a. Yeah, it's about a con man who tries to get people involved in a fake band.
Yes.
But then it's like that episode of SpongeBob.
Yes.
When they play the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. And then you have to put on a real show and teach people really how to play instruments.
It's pretty fun.
It's like that episode of SpongeBob.
But Hugh Jackman. You can't beat him.
And he's playing a con man again, which is what he was so good at in The Greatest Showman. He played a con man.
Oh, I love The Greatest Showman. I said that year, I think that was 2017. I rated that my number one movie.
That was my movie.
That was my number one movie of that year. Because Shape of Water came out. You had Called
Me By Your Name. That year didn't have a strong cast.
Greatest Showman was unbelievable. To this day, unbelievable. I love that movie because you don't see musicals that often. You got that, La La Land. I loved it. Showman was money. I'm a huge fan. So
I like musicals. So they should make more, but they're so hard to make.
I thought of a musical idea. And you guys can both get a kick out of this. And for those listening at home, call me if you want more detail. I thought about a musical about
Buster makes a character.
Buster
the musical.
Buster doesn't want me to speak about it.
Was it about Roadkill and Jake Triesterfeld?
It's about a couple and how they meet for the first time. And it's a musical, but the couple I'm basing it off of is... I'm going to say my dad and another person. It's not my mother. But it is a very, like, I'm going to take that start to finish relationship, make a movie musical out of the entire thing.
Is it going to be like an original sound? Can you play a soundtrack?
Original soundtrack. The first song that came to my head was the let's say, I'm going to use more discreet words, the car incident.
The ending.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what a song about what to do.
Stop
what,
it.
Yeah.
what to do.
Jake could be your composer. I think it'd be interesting if you could make a musical around, like, who are, like, the famous couples in Hollywood? Like, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yeah. Would it be cool if there was, like, a romantic comedy?
Something based off them.
Yeah, no, about with their music, like, intertwined.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
So it's like a little drunken love, a little single late. So it's like you have an arc of the movie that goes along with like either of their soundtracks.
I'm into that.
You just reminded me of that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So did we even talk about Blockus on here?
No.
The new board game?
I found a new one upstairs. I don't know if I was going to bring it down. The name was weird, and I think Blockus is so good that I don't even need to touch it. So.
I love that game. I cannot stop thinking about it.
I don't remember if we talked about it. In Blockus, you have different color pieces. They're like Tetris pieces.
Yes.
Where they have different shapes. They have a number of tiles, 5, 4, 3, 2, and there's 1, 1
mm-hmm.
piece. They're squares, and you play on a, what is it, like a...
it's like a 20 by 20
board.
It's 20 by 20 board.
White tile board.
The catch is you have to connect your color pieces only at the corners. So you take turns, you put
you
down a piece,
to anyone else's
you pieces. Come back around, you have to put it attached to the corner of your piece and nowhere else. It cannot touch on the side of the piece.
Yeah.
It's very strategic.
It's like Tetris and chess.
Yeah, Tetris
combined.
And chess combined.
Yes.
So I think we spoke about this before, probably like one of the first podcasts about like the cereal pyramid.
No,
did we talk about like the hierarchy of cereals? Did somebody do that?
Yeah.
I think since we are pretty big board fanatics?
No, we're not.
What?
What do you mean?
We're not
bored.
We are very into the games that we play. Exactly.
Like, Sorry and Block is very into
the
games.
We get invested in our games.
Exactly.
But I would say we don't have any more than...
We don't have
breath. We play two games.
Can I finish a sentence?
No.
All right. I think we should get into every week we play a different one, do a little review on the podcast, have a little continuity.
We're not those people.
No. You want to make another pod, we can do structured content somewhere else.
No.
Thanks for the Patreon page.
Into the marketing research.
Yes.
There was positive reaction to a weekly segment.
What was the segment?
To have a 5-minute weekly segment, people respond positively to having that.
Oh, having
in general.
Well, we do shout outs at the
The shout out to the anytime you say a name, there's a shout out.
No, but think about it. If you watch the Tonight Show every Thursday, they do hashtags.
I haven't watched that show in 3 years.
No, Jay. I do. Oh, I
you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. Every week they do the same shtick on Thursday.
Right. No, they do the hashtags.
So people will watch just that segment and move on.
Really?
Yeah. Or SNL, they'll watch the monologue and move on.
Did you
Can we
see,
talk about Adam Sandler
I was
on
just,
SNL?
I was just going to say. It was an awesome SNL.
Did you see
like
it,
that lead in?
Yes.
Yeah, great transition.
Well,
it was awesome.
It was a very good SNL. I don't normally watch it. Zach, shout out Zach, is home. He's at a friend's house. He'll be back. If he walks in mid-pod, I'll be pretty excited.
He's playing vodka, son.
Oh, the 100%.
Oh, please, we need a fourth.
So he, Oh, yeah, Zach came home and we watched Saturday night that SNL. Fantastic.
What time does it go on?
11:30 to it's late. No, it's a late show.
Jake, just go on YouTube the next
I also week. Had the pleasure, or not the pleasure, the displeasure of watching the New York Mets lose. I know it's not a sports
you
pod.
You and Femio were yeah. ref.
Live it. It's not a sports pod, but I'm just going to explain to the folks at home. The Mets, they always figure out a way to break my heart.
When did you go?
When did I start watching?
No, what date? What date did you go to the game?
I didn't go to any games.
What do you mean you didn't go to a game?
Well, I watched it on the at home.
Oh, you're talking like you were at the game.
No, because this is important. No, it was the Saturday game. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. It was the 18-inning game. I turned it on at the bottom of the 17th. So it's 2-2. Who cares? Top of the 18th. The Mets get a run. I don't know how. We're like, all right, we're going to win. All we got to do is get these guys out. The pitcher walks three straight batters and then brings up the Ryan Braun, who's 5-for-7. He has two singles, two doubles, and a home run in the game. He comes up to the plate. The Mets knew they didn't even take out the guy. They were just like, leave Flexman in. They threw the ball. The first pitch was a double. Game. 2-1 scored. I turned it off. I didn't even watch the rest of SNL, and I went to bed.
Why did you watch? As a Mets fan, you know once April 31st hits, you don't watch until September to watch the September call-ups.
No, I need to watch.
No, like April is our month, and then it's downhill from there.
Basically.
You know that.
Right.
But going back to SNL,
okay,
because that was a very sad transition. I don't want to talk about the Mets on the podcast.
No, that was tough.
What sketches, what did you like? Anything that, that was a close shot. Anything really stick out to you?
Well, the Chris Farley tribute was beautiful. I thought that was cool.
I heard about that.
And, you know, basically, Adam, for those who haven't seen it, Adam Sandler at the – was it the end of the show? Was his last – it was
yeah,
the last
– sketch.
He did a five-minute new song tribute to Chris Farley. And he also had a TV next to him playing all the old skits. And it was great. It was really nice. For those who were into SNL and the best of or however way you watched it, I personally watched him. I had these DVDs I used to get. Jake knows that I used to watch Best of Adam Sandler, Best of Mike Myers, Best of Chris Rock or whoever. And – that's where I watch it because, you know, at the time there was no Netflix. There was my mom's truck with a DVD player. That's what it was.
Oh, that's right. There was, when we were growing up, there was no on-demand anything.
On-demand?
No, you had to get the TV in the car.
Yes, you had to get the DVD if you really
We were on DVDs, VHS, and TV. We talked about this, I think, where kids today don't have content that they can, like, compare with each other. Like, everyone watched the same shows when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Today, the kids are
like no
so thing.
It's no common nostalgia.
Yeah, right. There's not gonna, in 20 years, what are the kids going to be able to relate to each other about?
Nothing. Besides Game of Thrones, I think
Game of Thrones.
No, the kids.
Oh, okay.
I don't even watch that. Yeah.
Oh, no, I guess it's like the YouTube. Oh, are you going to talk about the Starbucks?
The Starbucks.
Bring it up.
Did you hear about
not
the Starbucks?
Game of Thrones, like, podcast people. There are tons of Game of Thrones podcasts out there.
But there's one thing that's actually
But we are social norms people.
Of course. So.
Last night on Game of Thrones, there was a Starbucks cup left on set during the show.
I'm a huge fan.
During filming, and it made it to the final
Final cut. Yeah.
Okay, as somebody who's in the movie world, whose fault is that? Is that the director, a PA? Please tell me. Because
that should be the editor.
Not the editor.
Because it's too far gone.
Not the editor. It's not the producers. It is it's not even the director. It's the first AD's fault.
Who's that?
That's the first assistant director.
Okay.
Oh, he didn't
that
make
guy,
that right.
What you have to do as your job, the director has to focus on the character's emotional reaction and how they're doing. He doesn't have he doesn't have time to run around.
Right.
He's got to make sure the scene gets
He didn't set the scene.
No. The art director does, which also could be on them. But considering that you're running around, the first AD has to run around and make sure everything is ready. So the director can focus more on the actors.
Okay.
So he or she is running around, checking
on the buck stops with the director. The director should have noticed something.
Somebody should have noticed it, of course.
But like, what about the cast?
Just do a quick thing. They're sitting at the table.
Just do a quick timeout. There's a Starbucks cup. Get out of here.
There's conspiracies now that it was a paid promotion.
That's what everyone's saying. Ooh. Yeah. Because you can CGI that out. You can.
Yeah, you can. I don't think anyone noticed that. I think it just went right past. Or it was a paid promotion.
I wouldn't be surprised if it just went right past.
I don't know how.
I feel like it would be nuts.
Did you see the origin of like the trending? Was it one person who noticed it, or did everyone collectively notice it together?
It could also just be a publicity thing. That, oh my god, they left the Starbucks cup. I mean, it's Game of Thrones. There's enough publicity about it, but
right.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the guy who put out his HBO Go password and like 10 million people use the same password?
No.
Yeah, some guy put
HBO Go. You could share or something.
Apparently. The first episode, I don't know if it was like a million. I think it was a significant number, maybe 10,000. I don't want to say 100,000. Like 10,000 people used the same password to watch the first episode of Game of Thrones.
How many people would actually pay for it?
How much is it a month? Like, I don't know.
I think it's like $10 maybe. $5. HBO Go. I don't know. With TV.
I don't know. What is Netflix now? 9?
They just 12, raised right? to 13.
Ugh. Jeez, I'm letting you know that Disney one is going to wipe them.
We talked about that already.
I know, but I'm just making it clear. They are going to wipe Netflix. I'm very excited.
We didn't talk about it, but Marvel, what's that new movie?
Endgame.
I didn't see it.
I saw it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great.
No spoilers, but like...
I'll tell you the ending.
Please don't.
Okay.
I'll have a history.
Can I say this? What I wouldn't like about the movie, just knowing what I know about it, I don't know how much of a spoiler this is. There's time travel involved.
Okay.
That doesn't spoil much.
But they try and do it right. Like, they make parallel universes instead of the grandfather paradox.
What I will say is that, first off, that doesn't really spoil anything. That's a commonality.
That's just what happens.
If you've seen Infinity Wars and you see Ant-Man and the Wasp, and if you're following along with what's going on, you know that there is some type of time. There's the time stone, and you can manipulate time, which they discuss.
Time's involved.
So they, to the least, I don't want to say too much about it. There is a process that they are trying to use through time. That does not ruin anything. That is just the thing that you knew that when you know
create alternate universes, create alternate timelines.
So
I was looking up the box scores,
box office.
Yeah,
it did crazy.
Yeah, so right now it's second. All time?
2 billion.
Yeah, first is Avatar.
I believe so.
What was the... I mean, it was 10 years ago. I think it was exactly 10 years ago Avatar came out. I think Titanic was 3.
Yeah.
Avatar, what was the appeal? It was like the first CGI
movie.
What was the really good CGI? Because I remember the movie, like the story, I didn't really enjoy it.
I didn't like Avatar.
I didn't even see it. Fun fact.
Yeah, but what was the... It was the CGI aspect?
I have a quick shout out
to somebody. Shout out Aleem. Aleem told me this story once about Avatar. He said we went out one night, and he knows what I'm talking about. We went out one night. He came home, and he didn't want to go to sleep, or like he just decided he wasn't going to sleep. So he said he watched Avatar from like – it had to be like 12:30 at night to like 3.
Yeah.
But he said he watched it in the catcher's position sitting in front of his TV, and I just couldn't stop laughing at Aleem. I still haven't seen it. I probably find it in a theater. I thought that movie was like, I mean, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal, Avatar, because now they're making, there's 2, 3, 4, and 5 confirmed.
That's because they have the Universal world now.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they got to put all the money into that.
Yeah.
But,
and just going back to Endgame quick, I loved it for those. I haven't seen every single movie. Like, I've probably seen half at most, and I saw Infinity Wars. Like, if you saw Infinity Wars, you could see this. You don't need to see anything else. It's good to see all the other stuff, but, yeah.
It's just extra, yeah.
Black Panther only has one line, fun fact.
In the whole movie?
Whole movie, 3 hours. One line. He comes out, not going to say it. He says the one thing, and then something happens.
Is it Wakanda Forever?
No, it's something ridiculous. He, like, asks a question.
What?
He like asks something and Captain America responds and then that's it. He does not talk the rest of the movie, which imagine you're Chadwick Boseman like, oh, I'm in this super like huge, this is like a huge movie in the, like the world of superheroes and villains and whatever. You have one line.
Well, he got paid a pretty penny for that one line.
Yeah, good for him, but like, you know, you have so many characters and there's so many scenes and he only was given one line.
So where do they go from there? Because this was the grand finale, right?
The second Spider-Man comes out.
I think this month or next month.
They're still rolling out movies?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, Spider-Man, like the, I'm trying to, I don't know, I don't even know how the Spider-Man timeline really works, but, you know, he's still around.
Yeah. Who's the current Spider-Man? What's his name?
I forgot the kid's name.
Yeah, so I was talking about...
What's his face? Tobey Maguire, who is my Spider-Man at heart.
I was going to ask. No, I was having an argument with, I think his name's Tom Henson?
Tom Henson.
Yeah, I was having an argument, and someone said that Tom Henson's their Spider-Man. I go, did you grow up in the 2000s? Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire's always Spider-Man.
And who's the other guy? Andrew Garfield.
He was like the Hollywood Spider-Man. He's like, he went to the Halloween party once and he dressed up as Spider-Man. The producer was like, we've got a great idea for you. And they made that ridiculous movie.
Wasn't Donald Glover supposed to be Spider-Man for like a hot second?
I don't remember that. I do know that Tom Henson, the current Spider-Man, is very bad with spoilers. So when he has interviews on, like what they do is the producers of Endgame didn't give him the last like half of the script or something. Or like they only gave him his lines. Because, you know, it's not his fault. He just accidentally says things. For example, he was in an interview a year ago when Homecoming came out, the first Spider-Man. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, you know, we were shooting the first one. Like, he said that immediately. Everyone was like, wait, the first one? And he was like, he covered his face. And they were like nuts. And he went nuts after.
Zoink.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen that new Price is Right documentary on Netflix?
No.
What?
Oh, the Ted Bundy thing came out. I gotta watch that.
We talked about that also. No,
you see it?
Wait, no. Go back to that.
Go back to Price.
There's a Price is Right documentary on Netflix
about there was this guy who was a huge Price is Right fan, and he tried to get on the show.
Oh, I know about that. The guy who memorized all the prices.
He's the guy who memorized all the prices.
That was back in the 70s, right? Or the 80s?
So,
wait, they made a documentary about that?
Yeah, they made a documentary about the guy who knew every price of every item.
Is that cheating?
No, you're stuck. It's like studying for the what's called Jeopardy. Like, is it cheating if you know all the answers? No. That guy's still on the show.
Alex Trebek.
Yeah, he's not Trebek.
The gambler.
The guy who was winning. Yeah,
he's still alive.
Yeah, he's at 20 something games. He's now the second most winning person. He has like 1.5.
Well, he's got the top five greatest winnings per episode. Correct, something like that.
The best number. Okay, because you can't count. He is the, I think, second highest total ever, 1.5 million in his regular run. Ken has more. Ken had like 3 million or something, but Ken had like tripled the games.
Right.
This guy gets 50,000 a game.
Really?
Yeah, he's the Steph Curry changing the game itself.
No, okay.
Yeah, he is. He's changing the game.
With Jeopardy. All the contestants know the same amount of knowledge. They're all very smart people. Even the people who look dumb are very smart.
The problem
with Jeopardy is that the only thing that distinguishes a very amazing winner and the person who loses is reaction time. So how Jeopardy works is that Alex Trebek reads the question,
correct,
and then in front of each podium, there's a light that's illuminated. When the light goes off, you can ring in to answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
So as he's reading the question, you have to be thinking about the answer, and then as soon as the light goes off, you can buzz in. So they do two things at once. And if you ring in before the light goes off, then actually it might be the other way around, that the light turns on. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Light's on.
That the light goes off. If you ring in early, you get locked out for half a second.
Mm-hmm. So, really?
Yeah, you get locked out.
Well, so you got to time it out like just
You
got to
time
right.
it out perfect. So the greatest Jeopardy players of all time, I saw Kobe Burnett, Ben Ingram, Roger Craig, Ken Jennings. The only thing that they have in common, they're all very smart people. But their reaction time.
This guy, James, he said in an interview recently that he read a book on – someone actually wrote a book on timing.
It's all about timing.
Yeah. Right. So he read – I mean
– How long is the book?
I don't know. His shtick is
– What is it, five pages?
he read the book on how to time the buzzer perfectly. And this other thing that he keeps saying in every interview is that he reads children's books to just get the basic knowledge on every single thing. From arts to science to history.
I like that.
Yeah, so
you know what the perfect practice tool is for the Jeopardy buzzer? You'll never guess.
Pen?
No. Pen is something that
they use. Like a click pen?
A toilet paper holder.
Really? Is it that big?
Because you know
what do you mean?
You know a toilet paper holder?
The cardboard circle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No. The metal piece.
Oh, the spring.
The spring loaded.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Because it's spring loaded like the buzzer, and it's like the same exact shape and size.
Same shapes, weight,
mm-hmm. And you know the little indent on the top?
Mm-hmm.
That's like...
Where'd you learn that?
Oh, that's
from an interview with...
I know I'm doing the toilet now. I'm in practice.
So what they do is how you practice for Jeopardy. If you know you're going on the show, you have someone read like a cue card or from a book, and then you have someone on the side with a pen or something with a light of some kind that flashes, so you can get used to doing both at once.
Damn.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
It's not just about knowing the material, because they all know the material. It's right. Just, you know, I tried to be on Jeopardy. I wrote my college admission essay.
You told me.
Trying to be on Jeopardy.
How close were you?
To get on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
I never made it past the test. The test is really friggin' hard.
How do you get
an online test? Or
it's an online test. Each question you get 15 seconds for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's 30 or 50. And they might have changed it. I think it's now 50
multiple
questions.
Multiple choice or short answer?
Fill in.
Well, I mean, the show is fill in, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so
do you have to write in question form?
No. You do not respond to question form.
I like that.
Spelling doesn't matter as long as I know what you're going for. And you can just give last names of people.
Is it timed?
It is time. 15 seconds per question.
Eesh.
Including reading the question.
That's tough. And how
it's very fast.
Does anyone have access to the test, or you have to apply even just to take the test?
Anyone could do it.
Okay, so I could go online right now and take the test.
No, it's given once a year.
So I only get, what do you mean?
Yeah,
you get one shot
per year.
Okay, so I go once a year.
It's very difficult. Like, you can study for it. Like, I take it blind, and I get like 30-something out of 50, 32 out of 50.
That's impressive.
But like, that's blind. If I studied, maybe I can.
What do you need? Like, what do you need? Like a 40?
You need like a 37, 38, 40. Yeah.
So you can be considered.
Yeah.
I think.
And then you go and you take another test in person to make sure that, you know, you were the person that actually took the test.
I'm trying to think.
Who would want to be the one to like write the regions when you could be writing the Jeopardy questions?
I know someone who works for a test writing company.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That guy who sits in an office and just right.
Common core questions.
Terrible.
How awful is
that
job?
Awful. You make tests.
Your job is to sit down and write SAT questions.
You
purposely trick students out of college.
You're purposely tricking teenagers.
Yeah.
That's your career. All right. God bless them. All right. Any shout outs this week?
Shout out to Pam Treister. Happy birthday. Shout out to also Meek Mill. Happy birthday.
Ooh.
And the new baby of Meghan Markle and Prince.
Oh, Prince
Harry.
Harry.
Yeah. Also, Suits is coming back July 17th, I think. So, how did you know?
I was just gonna guess. I do this thing sometimes. You know, when people like they want to pretend like they know what's going on. I don't watch Suits. I don't even know when it's coming back. But if I know you're gonna like say a number, like you're halfway through saying it, I will join you in saying said number. So as if I know what you're
talking
about.
That. I'm gonna bait you sometimes.
Just bait me. Oh, definitely.
I'm gonna like say 7-9. I'm gonna.
Oh,
do
definitely
it.
Bait me. Because if you get me on the pod, then you got me. Because I've done it before. On this pod, fun fact.
I know that people do it.
I do.
That one was pretty obvious.
I don't watch
that. That one was pretty blatant.
What is that on, AMC?
It's on USA.
I see. I don't know what that one's on. Yeah.
I love USA. They got great shows.
I want to give Suits a shot.
You're on site,
Mr. Robot, which I
had Monk,
but it's supposed to be really good, Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
That'd be a good Netflix.
My shout out. Anyone watch It's Always Sunny?
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't like the humor.
So Rob,
love that show. You really, I love the goofy.
I don't like the humor of that show or Workaholics.
Continue.
So shout out to Rob McElhenney.
Yeah.
He used to be Fat Mac. He gained 60 pounds for the role to play the show. And then I just saw a video of him last week.
Was he jacked?
Absolutely jacked. Like, he got the trainer for Magic Mike. He is ripped beyond belief.
He's
awesome.
Married to D in real life,
yeah.
Right?
And he just came out as a gay character on the show. I'll show you
the
scene.
No, I know that. Yeah.
What do you mean, no? It was like
Mac.
Yeah.
Mac's been gay for like 2 or 3
seasons. I mean, he's got like gay tendencies, but like.
Oh, he officially said it?
Yeah, yeah. He officially came out.
Okay, because they've been saying it. Like, it's been implied. Like,
yeah.
At least since even the beginning, you could argue it.
But there are certain times when, like, you see someone who's like worked out and your jaw drops.
That's
I saw his body. It was incredible.
Like Jonah Hill sometimes.
Oh,
like Jonah Hill. Yeah,
his
transition.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I think that's pretty much it. Jake, you have anything to plug?
Shout out to my mom, whose birthday it is. Sorry if you stole from me. But
how about that? How you doing?
Follow
us at JakeJakePod on Insta. Follow us at JakeJakePod on Twitter. Buy the t-shirts. They're $15. But yeah, buy them. They're nice.
Jake, he's taking
I was trying
your
to
spot.
Think of a joke. I couldn't think
what?
Of
it. He
just did your plug.
Jake wasn't doing it.
He's a social media manager now.
Ooh. Oh, the Snapchat is coming soon. I'm working on a couple things. So I got to figure out how I want to do the content, but I have an idea. So thank you.
I think that's pretty much it.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Good to block us out.